Although an audio clip of students milling about chatting would have been a nice way to begin this story, the truth is, when school started March 8th, the halls were eerily quiet. It was the first day of hybrid learning for the high school, and 91 seniors had decided to return. A year ago today, the laboratory schools shut down early for an extended spring break. Students in general were happy to miss the last few days of finals and were looking forward to the long-awaited respite. COVID-19, although ever looming closer, still felt somewhat distant and removed from our lives. And nearly everyone, students and teachers alike, believed we would return to school and normalcy within a few weeks at most. Obviously, that isn't what happened, and now, after almost a year of remote learning, high school students are finally returning to campus. Returning in person has allowed seniors to say goodbye to a school and a grade that they've been with for 4 years. However, the school they are returning to has changed dramatically. The class of 2020 has graduated, there are 6 new teachers, and our director has left for another school. English teacher Colin Rennert May remembers the last day of classes distinctly.
By and large, people thought it would not be, certainly that we would not be like just coming back now, but like, okay, will it be a couple of weeks or maybe it'll be a month? Of course, there were some pessimists in the crowd who were like, I think we're going to be gone for the rest of the year. We'll be lucky to be back in school in the fall, but very few people were thinking that way at that point.
Senior Annika Atlery echoes Mr. Rennert May, saying, at the time, the virus and school closure didn't really feel like a big deal.
Yeah, I remember everyone was still, like, not taking it as a joke, but, like, it didn't necessarily directly affect everyone yet, and so people saw it as less of an imminent threat than they do now, and so people sort of took things less seriously. Like, I know some people thought it was excessive to have, like, spray bottles with disinfectant in every room and like having to wipe off our desks and things like that because it just seemed so sudden. I don't think people had time to process before school shut down.
As Annika said, people didn't really have time to process what was happening and say goodbye to the school. Mr. Rennert May thinks that had he known the length of time we would be gone for, he would have tried to find some closure.
I mean, if I had known for sure, yes. Yeah, I think I would have done something differently. I had a number of seniors in my classes. That was the last time, unless I happened to run into them in Hyde Park since then, that I saw them. I think to make a lot of that moment, I think that would have been hard for them too, because I don't know what's the best way to find out that terrible news that your senior spring is immediately and henceforth canceled, and you're not going to be able to hang out with all the people, and you're not going to be able to have fun, and you're not going to be able to, you're going to be very isolated from other people, and it's going to be a mess. And I don't know what the best way would have been really to rip that Band-Aid off for the seniors.
Juliana Tsui was a senior at U High last year and experienced firsthand the loss of her final semester in high school.
We never really got like an actual prom or graduation, which I'm super bummed about, but I regret not saying bye to a lot of my friends who I'm not as close with.
Annika is hoping to avoid that situation and reclaim the last few days of her senior year.
I personally wanted to go back because I wanted to see everyone again and sort of get that last bit of our senior year back, because I know we've missed out on a lot, and I knew that coming back would be exciting and a memorable experience, I guess, even if it is only like 8 days. It's still nice to be back in the building where we spent so much time and sort of finish out our year there.
However, coming to school was not the same. For one, the grades were split up and only seniors were in person on Monday. The result of this was a school that felt mostly empty, even as kids walked to class.
Well, a lot of things felt different. The hallways were very quiet, by and large, unless you just happen to catch people going in between classes. And so the school environment as a whole felt much quieter. It didn't feel quite the same in that way. But I think it felt closer to the same than I thought it might. I thought it might feel really robotic and dystopian and sad. And it didn't feel that way. Like, for instance, when I was with my advisory, I think people really felt happy to be together and see each other and just spend some time with some other people chatting and laughing.
Like Mr. Runner May, Annika could feel the change in atmosphere and ambiance of the school.
Well, I guess after being so long, I feel like, or being gone so long, I feel like the atmosphere has definitely changed. I think people are a lot happier to be in the building than they were before, because before it was sort of a mundane, like, everyday thing, and people were stressed about tests and quizzes, which they probably still are, but it was, like, a nice breather to be back around people, and so I think people were a lot happier in general than they were before.
One of the most significant things that coming back to school gave students, according to Mr. Runner May, was the chance to reconnect with classmates and colleagues.
I miss the accidental meetings a lot. I mentioned that, but I don't think I'd appreciated quite how important they are, or I couldn't have expressed that in the same kind of way, but that's a really hard thing to do on Zoom. You never Zoom into anybody by accident. Well, I won't say never, but it would be unusual to accidentally bump into somebody in a Zoom room. You know, students come into the room, onto Zoom, they mute themselves, they don't usually accidentally say something, there's no playful joke or banter as you come into class. You don't accidentally overhear something about the basketball game last night or about something else that's going on in somebody's life. And it would be unusual to be able to ask that to a student in front of the whole group on Zoom.
Mr. Runner May also hopes that creating an in-person connection with the students will help them feel more comfortable when sharing their writing with him.
And there are ways that, at least as an English teacher, I feel some connections with students that I think are pretty meaningful. I've read a lot of their writing. Sometimes I've read some really beautiful and poignant things that they've written about themselves and their lives and the time we're in now, or something that goes well beyond that as well. So I feel these connections to students. And I don't know, I worry that I haven't been able to make them feel that connection to me and my class and to each other. And I guess I'm hoping that even though, we're not going to be together for more than 10 days, 12 days in person, but I'm hoping that there's a way that those connections can still at least take root and get started. It is spring after all, it's the time for growing, right? So maybe that would be something I would really hope for.
Reporting for the U High Midway, I'm Ella Beiser.